Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of this program. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
Nami.
And Mark.
And we invite you over to our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we give to you there, so enjoy those on us. And if you want, you can control the content of the site. So, sure, you can surf around and just look at it, but you can actually contribute to it, should you feel so inspired. Find something online that you think's interesting, you think our other listeners would appreciate. You submit it as show prep, others vote as to whether or not they like or dislike it. And then it makes it perhaps to the front page and the top of the website.
Yeah, who doesn't do this? Who doesn't go and find things online probably every week that you think are extraordinarily important?
Yeah, you drop it in your Facebook.
Put it in your Facebook.
Send it to your email, friends.
Put it on freetalklive.com. I'll bet you that we're getting more eyes on your article on freetalklive.com than you are on Facebook, especially if it's a good one and gets voted to the top.
Possibly. You can certainly go there and participate over at freetalklive.com. And we're going to continue to take your phone calls about what you want. On the way here, we've got the 10 things, or the 10 lawsuits, the most ridiculous lawsuits. But first, some pretty disturbing news out of Dallas, where according to WFAA.com in Dallas-Fort Worth, there's a young lady who's disappeared. And she didn't disappear for regular kidnapping reasons. The story is, Lorene Turner said it's very frustrating. She spent hours on Facebook trying to find her granddaughter, Jacadrian. Once I get home, I'm up till 3 or 4 in the morning searching and looking, she said. It's all I can think about, finding my baby. Turner's been searching for Jacadrian since the fall of 2010, when she ran away from home, as some teenagers do. She was 14 at the time and distraught over the loss of her grandfather and her parents' divorce. Turner searched for months for a clue. She said, God just kept leading me. I wake up in the middle of the night and do whatever God told me to do, and I found her.
Hmm.
Turner said with the help of Dallas police, she found her granddaughter in the most unexpected place. Columbia. Not Missouri. Columbia.
Oh, my goodness.
South America. Is that Central America?
Columbia?
South. Where she had mistakenly been deported by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement in April of 2011.
Wow.
Good job on this one, Ian. You shouldn't have got me.
Now then, there's more to this story, but ask yourself as you hear this, how many others? Who else?
We hear about it all the time. People are generally able to get back.
No, this is the first time I've heard about a false deporting like this.
No. What are you talking about?
Really? This is the first I've heard of it, too.
This is not the first false deporting story I've heard at all. Generally, you'll find it is people that have poor communication skills, sometimes American citizens that are, haven't learned how to speak well, or, people who are, mentally not all there and things like that. And But this is the first one I've heard of sort of like a looks like a kidnapping.
Right. A teenager, right?
She was 14 at the time.
Right.
So, according to the story here, she again had been deported in April of 2011. She said, this is her grandmother again saying, they didn't do their work. How do you deport a teenager and send her to Colombia without a passport, without anything? Well, this actually answers one of my questions I've always had about this whole deportation process, is what if they decide they want to deport you? And, whether or not you're so-called illegal, what if they decide you're on the list of people to be deported? What happens to you after that? Apparently you end up in Colombia.
I mean, how does one prove that they're an American citizen right there on the street? I wouldn't even know.
News 8 learned that Jacadrian somehow ended up in Houston, where she was arrested by Houston police for theft. Again, she ran away from home. Doesn't usually lead to productive things. She gave Houston police a fake name. When police in Houston ran that name, it belonged to a 22-year-old illegal immigrant from Colombia who had warrants for her arrest.
Oh, facepalm.
So ICE officials stepped in. News 8 has learned ICE took the girl's fingerprints but somehow didn't confirm her identity and deported her to Colombia, where the Colombian government gave her a work card and released her.
What is a work card?
Oh, doesn't it figure?
News 8, let's see here. According to the story, she talked about how they had her working in this big house cleaning all day and how tired she was, according to Turner. Through her granddaughter's...
She couldn't find her telephone number to her parents?
Through her granddaughter's Facebook messages, Turner says she tracked her Kadrian down. So luckily she was able to get on the internet from Columbia and log into her Facebook account. I imagine I'm surprised Facebook didn't freak out about it, because sometimes when you log in from a different location with Facebook, they'll say, oh my God, you might not be the regular person who you normally are. You might be a spammer and we're locking your account down.
Wham!
So hopefully that, she didn't have to go through that. Federal authorities got an address. U.S. Embassy officials in Colombia asked police to pick her up. But that was a month ago, and the Colombian government now has her in a detention facility and won't release her despite the family's request. Her grandmother said with tears in her eyes.
You can trust the government, people.
Yeah. She says, I feel like she'll just come. I feel like she will come home. I just need help and prayer. There are still many unanswered questions about how an African-American girl who speaks no Spanish is mistaken for a foreign national. Immigration officials are investigating and released a statement late Tuesday. ICE Director of Public Affairs says, we take these allegations very seriously. At the direction of the Department of Homeland Security, ICE is fully and immediately investigating this matter in order to expeditiously determine the facts of this case. ICE also noted that there have been instances where they have seen cases of individuals providing inaccurate information regarding who they are and their immigration status for ulterior motives. So,
I mean, not just because they're a scared teenager who ran away from home and is in custody of the police. The curious part of the story, and maybe I'm just kind of assuming it from the snippets you've said, it doesn't really sound like the kid is pitching a fit to go home.
Yeah, that does sound exactly right.
Yeah, she said she's really tired and she's been worked really hard down there.
Mm-hmm. So, but her mom is the one that's doing the tracking?
Her grandmother.
Okay, so why does anybody, if they know where she is, why is it that she's being tracked down via Facebook?
I don't understand your question.
But why didn't she make a telephone call to her parents?
Or contact them directly.
Maybe she wasn't allowed. I don't know. Maybe they didn't let her use the phone. Maybe she didn't know how to dial long distance.
Well, it doesn't sound like she was trying to get a hold of grandma. It sounds like she was posting on her Facebook, tired today, cleaned all the banisters.
That's right.
You know, I mean, that's just what the story sounds like to me. I'm sure that she'll take going home at this point over other stuff, but it doesn't sound like she's, from what I'm hearing here, it doesn't sound like she's crazy to go home. Are you telling me ICE didn't give her any opportunity to make a telephone call?
Well, that's a good question, Mark. I mean, not always do you get the phone call.
It could be that they have a block on collect calls or something.
They may decide that so-called
that
immigrants
Americans,
don't
so therefore
deserve it.
They have a higher chance of having a person in their family in jail. Maybe they decided that they don't want calls from that person.
Or maybe
so they put the block on the phone.
Maybe,
so therefore,
maybe people that get picked up for immigration don't get a phone call.
Come on. They get a phone call.
How do you know? I mean,
You've been picked up
as an immigrant?
No, I have not.
Then
but I have been in prison with these people. I'm telling you, they get phone calls.
Yeah, but that was a decade ago. Maybe it's more severe now.
Is that what you're going to fall down on this?
I don't know.
The government doesn't have a telephone of the holding cells she was in?
They don't treat immigrants like human beings. I mean, they're treated like second-class people, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if they were just held and then deported.
Well, even more so, if she wasn't allowed a phone call when she was still in the States, I don't get the impression from the piece that you're reading to us that she was really on fire to come back.
Who knows what she was thinking, right? I mean, she's a teenage girl. She's angry. She's upset. She's run away from home. She gets arrested for theft. Doesn't tell the police her real name. And when you're not cooperative with the police, they don't want to let you make phone calls. They don't want to let you make phone calls. They don't want to give you any privileges if you're not cooperative with them. So she's being non-cooperative. They hand her over to ICE because they matched her up with this fake name. Who knows how the ICE agents are treating her? You know, they may, who knows what their attitude is? I mean, I'm sure maybe some ICE folks are compassionate somewhat, but many of them, I bet, are very, very rude and very mean to the people that they pick up, Mark. I mean, you know this can
it's
be the case.
It's not about that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the matter of course. There have been Supreme Court rulings when it comes to this. Getting of a telephone. I understand where you're coming from. You're coming from the assumption that what to me seems like a fallacious assumption that this girl was treated entirely differently than just about everybody else that's arrested.
Well, I think once she got into ICE custody, she'll be treated differently than a standard arrest.
They I'm talking about immigrants get telephone calls.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'd love to hear from somebody who's been picked up as an immigrant and get the details on that. I think it depends on the agents you're dealing with, how they treat you. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 4th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,597.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,637.81, $818.91 for a half ounce, or $409.45 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,637.81, $818.91, and $409.45.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job. The Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Dial up, toll free, 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Features like the webcam. Watch, listen, and interact. We've got other listeners that are in the chat room there on the webcam page at cam.freetalklive.com. Once again, cam.freetalklive.com.
Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about your New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the strange things happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. You can't predict when something's going to happen to you, your family, or your community. You need to be prepared. One of the ways that I prepare myself is wisefoodstorage.com. They offer delicious ready-made meals that are packaged in metal Mylar pouches that are put in a plastic tote that you can stack up and have ready for when the time comes that you need food. They're good for 25 years. That's what the shelf life is, and you know, I suspect if things came down to it, they might be good for longer. They prepare in just minutes simply by adding water. You can visit wisefoodstorage.com and request a free entree sample. You can also call their telephone number at 855-FOOD-WISE. You can also use the promo code FTL. That's how you get the free entree sample. You can also use that to get no-cost shipping on any order. It's wisefoodstorage.com, 855-FOOD-WISE.
So we'll take your calls about whatever you want. You dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. You guys were mentioning something during the break that I thought we should clear up, because earlier in the show tonight there was some confusion about this whole Iowa primary, or Iowa caucus, rather, where there are certain vote totals that came in, but there were different news organizations that we were looking at earlier. Fox News was one of them. The other one was The Examiner.
CNN
now. Yeah. They have differing reports on how many delegates each, because the idea is that, you know, the winners of the Iowa caucus are supposed to get delegates, from what I understood, but apparently there's no, like, hard and fast rules as to who gets what delegates. It's just like an open vote. It's a popularity contest. But you guys wanted to clear that up, because on Fox News it said that it was like 12 and 13 delegates.
That's
going
right.
To Santorum
and Romney.
And on CNN and on some other sites it said 7, 7, and 7. So Santorum,
and
Romney,
and two.
Paul.
And two and two, right.
Right. So what's the truth? What's really happening?
The truth is this was really a popularity contest for a vote that is going to happen again down the line in March. And it seems to me, and I hope someone will call in and correct me if I'm wrong, but they've pretty much, anything that happened in this January vote is probably going to be negated with other elections in other states. So by the time the March vote rolls around, the delegates that were picked in yesterday's caucus have no obligation to stick with the candidate that they caucused for.
Wait, so what happens in March?
They vote again.
In Iowa.
Uh-huh.
The delegates do.
Yes.
For the state delegates.
Yes.
I have a post here from, a girl, Amy, who I am friends with on Facebook. And by friends, I mean I've never met the lady. It says, why are so many people reporting that Ron Paul won 6 delegates last night? And see, she's got some other different information. Mm-hmm. How I understand it is not at all how the process works. The vote was just a straw poll. The delegates to go through an election process, and those people who were elected last night at the precinct I was at did not get elected based on who they support.
Correct.
How did they get elected?
That's well put.
A willingness to be there and willingness to go.
To the state convention?
Think about it for a second. Iowa's a pretty good-sized state.
It's huge.
Imagine if you were, appointed as a delegate, as an average voter who wasn't willing to necessarily do anything. So you had to go to Concord to vote on something. You're like, oh, I'm kind of busy that day. And, you know, it's a big commitment to go to Des Moines or wherever.
Right.
I would imagine a lot of people are like, I just came here to vote because the news and stuff says it's important.
Right.
They're not willing to
be delegates.
Be delegates in, what, 2 or 3 days out of their schedule, perhaps? Mm-hmm. Put themselves up in hotels. I mean, to be a delegate is a big commitment. I think the Ron Paul people disproportionately are much more likely to allow themselves to be delegated, and that's what's being reported here by Ms. Amy, I'm not going to give her last name because I haven't talked to her at all.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a person here says because in Iowa they do not have to vote a certain way like they do in other states.
So let me see if I've got this straight. So yes, because it's all very confusing to me. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, they had this caucus. People came from all over the place, all over Iowa. Every town has one of these caucuses or whatever they voted.
Many of them.
Right.
Every county has, on average, 17.
Right. So there's several per county, and there's like 90-something counties.
99.
And so they came, they voted, the results came out, and also at these caucuses, people volunteered to run for delegate, and they actually had a vote separately to
Correct.
Choose the delegates?
Yes, choose the delegates, Two votes.
And so the idea of the Ron Paul folks was to go in and essentially swamp this delegate selection process with people?
Yes.
I mean,
that was their tactic, right?
Yes.
To swamp the delegate selection process. So ultimately, even if Ron Paul didn't do as well as he did, if people came out and volunteered to be delegates and won those delegate elections, then Ron Paul people, more so than anyone else, would be going to the state convention
Correct.
To vote for the delegates who will then go to the national convention who will then
Correct.
Be obligated to vote for a certain person, right? Like the delegates going to the national convention are obligated to vote for whoever wins.
Let me read
right?
this from ABC News here. The Hawkeye State will send 28 delegates to the Republican National Convention in Tampa August 23rd out of the 2,286 voting delegates total. But all of the Iowa delegates will be unbound. Or
oh.
free to vote for any candidate for president or vice president.
Wow, so they aren't locked in at all.
Iowa works differently than most states, which will award delegates to presidential candidates proportionately according to how much of the vote each candidate captures. And I think that's what the confusion is
uh-huh.
here. Most of these delegates
so
will be required
agents.
To vote for a specific candidate during the first round of voting at the national convention.
So Ron Iowa's Paul could won. Have won this, then, is what you're saying. Essentially,
That's what has been reported, and
yeah.
I think that there's a strong, strong argument in favor of that.
Yeah, that's an interesting point.
Because, I think that there's also an argument to be had that Santorum will probably be out by the time these state delegates are doing their voting.
Mm-hmm.
So those unbound people that would, say, support Santorum or may very well switch their vote to Romney. And I don't know. I mean, it's going to be it's incredibly distasteful election for Republicans. I think it's down to a two-man race, as I have said, and essentially they're stuck with the guy who brought in Romney Care, which is the predecessor to Obamacare, or this guy whose foreign policy that they disagree with but has been incredibly consistent. Do you want a politician or do you want something consistent?
I guess we'll find out.
I guess we will find out.
But I think that clears it up. I think I finally get at least what's going on.
I don't know that we any of us get what's going on, but this is the
well,
best
no,
we
what
get.
I get is that no one won any delegates last night guaranteed anything. So like all
yeah.
these reports of 777 or 1213, none of it's true.
That's
that
right.
That sounds right, yeah.
The Slate article says it's not clear how or why media organizations do this. The practice may arise from confusion between the Republican and Democrat caucus processes.
It wouldn't blame me if the media were confused. I mean,
we're only talking about the Republican side tonight. We're not even talking about the Democratic side.
It seems to me if this was a normal state, though, that the split would have been 777, and therefore it's a three-way tie.
Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. You can take control. Maybe you were in Iowa last night and you'd like to give us a rundown of your experiences. This is Free Talk Live.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The toll-free number here for you to bring up anything on Free Talk Live is 1-855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com.
You know that cigarettes aren't good for your health, and you've probably been thinking about, quitting or trying something new, maybe the patch or the gum or something like that. Consider e-cigarettes. E-cigarettes are a device that you can get that will vaporize nicotine, and without all the other nasty little chemicals that are in cigarettes that are carcinogenic. Now, I'm not going to say it's safe for you, but it's 22,000 times healthier than a regular cigarette by one metric. Vaporsmiths.com makes one of the best-made e-cigarettes on the market today. Besides being well-made, it has a booster built into it that allows you to get a better hit of vapor. Nothing worse than getting sort of a half a draw and having an unsatisfying feeling. You can get the e-cigarette made by Vaporsmiths for free. They'll give it to you for free. All you have to do is purchase 40 cartomizers. Cartomizer is the device, the thing that screws on the end of the e-cigarette that contains the nicotine in it. One cartomizer contains the nicotine of a pack of cigarettes. Depending on how much you smoke, it would be how quickly you use these up. But 40 cartomizers costs about $70. You're not going to get 40 packs of cigarettes for $70. You can go over there to Vaporsmiths.com, purchase 40 cartomizers, get the free e-cigarette kit, and you'll get free shipping. You can call 855-2-GET-VAPOR if Vaporsmiths.com isn't the way you want to go. You got to use coupon code FTL to pull all this off. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR.
We continue with you and your thoughts. Daryl's on the line in San Antonio, Texas. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great, Daryl. What's on your mind?
I want to talk to you about the Iowa delegate thing and the report of delegate, I believe, Romney being reported with like 12 or 13 delegates so far.
Yeah, which is apparently incorrect.
Well, actually, not really incorrect.
Hmm.
The way I understand it, some of the super delegates, and that's basically the elected governors, state reps, they're automatically delegates to the national convention. Some of those delegates have already pledged themselves to certain candidates.
Gotcha. But are there, I mean, there's not 12 or 13 state, like, there's not 25 state reps in Iowa, are there? Or maybe
no, those aren't from Iowa. Those are just super delegates from across the country.
So they're saying the 12 or 13. They're saying the 12 or 13 number. What you're saying is the 12 or 13 numbers are people from nationwide, not Iowa.
Right. The Iowa caucus did not bind any delegates to any candidate.
Okay, got it. Got it. So what you're saying is the numbers that Nemi was citing from Fox News is national totals of how many delegates these people already have pledged to them before any caucuses or primaries ever occur.
So are you claiming that nobody has pledged themselves to Newt Gingrich?
Maybe they're just not being reported.
Based on figures that I have seen, then yes, none of the super delegates have pledged. And
the
Santorum like
wasn't even. Hold on, Daryl, excuse me. Santorum didn't even surge until like 2 days before the Iowa caucus, but he has 12 people that have already committed to vote for him.
Those might have been people that decided to vote for him after he surged, and of course they can always change their mind.
Yeah, they're going to have to because I don't think Santorum is going to make it out of January.
Interesting. Well, thanks for clearing that up, Daryl. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, in New Hampshire, I know, I believe, Ian, you're registered Democrat, correct?
Unfortunately, yeah. I was unable to change my registration prior to the 90-day deadline. You have to be changed out.
So you're not going to be able to vote for Ron Paul.
I can't vote for Ron Paul.
You might not be able to vote for Ron Paul, but there is a good candidate that you can vote for in the Democratic primary.
Oh, really?
Darcy Richardson.
And who is that?
He is a third-party historian from Florida.
And he's on the ballot in New Hampshire?
As a Democrat?
Yes. He's currently on 5 ballots in Democratic primaries.
Okay.
New Hampshire, Texas, Missouri.
And what do you know about him? I mean, he's a historian.
And
but
one other.
He's not Obama.
What's that?
Like, what do you know about the guy?
Well, I know that he supports small government, which is rare among Democrats.
That's probably that would definitely put him above Obama as a potential primary vote.
What's the name again?
And you can go to his website. It's darcy2012.com.
Well, thanks for the heads up on that, Daryl. I appreciate your call tonight. Let's talk to Steve, listening in Seattle. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
Well, this happened quite a while ago. I got pulled over and by the cops. I was driving a little too fast, and the guy said, "You know, license and registration." So I pulled my wallet out, and I have my Visa card. Actually, has my photograph on it. Mm-hmm. And the cop goes, "What's that? What's that right there?" And I said, "You know, just out of habit, because you know, first of all, we're taught from birth to do what cops say, right?"
Yeah, sure.
They're intimidating.
Plus, I was in the military, and I was a bit, you know, brainwashed from that. I showed him what he wanted to see, and like within that same second, I realized, you know, I should have closed my wallet up, you know, handed the guy my license, closed my wallet up and not let him see it, and said, if you want to look inside there, you have to get a search warrant or something.
Right.
Like
something happened like that to me, too. I mean, you can kick yourself about it all you want, but, things happen.
Well, so then I posted something about that on my Facebook page. And my family and friends went absolutely haywire, saying, "Oh yeah, that's that real, real good idea, Steve. Make the job, make the cop's job so much harder. He already has to deal with enough crap out there as it is without people like you making
you just,
their
you're
job
just a cop
harder."
Hater.
Yeah, and I
you need,
and,
you need
so
to kiss
said,
some more boots, Steve. Be like the rest of America.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and then I said, well, you know, his job is in you know, looking through my stuff without a warrant. I still have my rights. I mean, at least I think I do anyway. Mm. And I went back and forth, but that's all. I mean, all I was an abominable cop hater and a guy who was just trying to, you know, make it hard on them for no reason. It's like it was pointless as far as they were concerned. I don't know. I thought I'd offer that up to you guys.
That's why I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, to get away from people who would encourage bootlicking and get around other people that are more likely to refuse to obey.
Well, I'm on the list, so
fantastic.
I got my wife on the list, too.
Excellent.
Great, Steve. Anything else you want to share? So did you get a ticket, or like what happened with the cop thing?
You know, really, actually, I gave that cop a worse attitude than I've ever given a cop, and unbelievably, he let me off. He was having a good day that was equal and opposite of my bad day, and he was just like, "Well, I won't give you a ticket, man, but you know, take it easy out there." And I thought, you know, and then you know, you're kind of tempted to say, "Oh, yeah." Well, he was being nice about it. Well, I don't know, if a mugger only takes $10 from you instead of 50, is he being nice? You know?
That's
true. From the standpoint of the mugger,
yeah.
He is.
Yeah. He didn't kill you. Could have been worse.
If a mugger needs $10 to get a bottle of liquor and he only takes $10 from me, I guess I'm going to call that nice.
Yeah, Steve, I know. You're kind of like, yeah, I guess he's being nice. I always say that. Well, I guess he's being nice.
Thanks for the call tonight, Steve. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is tough when you're dealing with the police to really stick to your principles. They're intimidating, and like Steve said, you know, we've been trained to obey the police over time.
Yes.
We've been taught these behaviors.
Plus, to some extent, I operate with the idea that I'm not doing anything wrong. So, you know, a certain amount of transparency doesn't bother me. But then I think about it, well, you know, you've got to be prepared for every circumstance, and you just can't be.
Yeah, generally it's a good idea to not answer questions. In fact, not speak to them if you can at all avoid it. But you also don't want to make them uncomfortable, so, you know, make sure they can see your hands when they're approaching the car. You don't want them drawing down a gun on you, etc. We're coming up here. You take control. Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family, peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
After work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you?
I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping and, well, you're not the guy you used to be.
I'd give anything to feel like you again.
Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%, and within normal healthy ranges. It's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again. Not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life.
More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone?
You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything. It's 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Remaining moments, here we are. It's Ian here.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. And you can get web banners. You can get high-res graphics. You can get a free bumper sticker to help get Free Talk Live to more ears. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn more about all that. That's promote.freetalklive.com to the phones and the fun. William in Dallas, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. William.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, William. What's on your mind tonight?
My friend and I, we kind of have a lot of similar beliefs on the government not being a good thing. But one of the things he believes in, and I've been racking my brain for a few days trying to figure out, he believes that government regulations are great or needed or whatever you want to call it. And I've been trying to rack my brains of thinking of good government regulations.
Did you want us to tell you some good government regulations?
Yeah, either that or make it more fun for me and just point out the really, really bad ones. I mean...
Well, I think that, certainly government regulation, and there's a lot of government regulations that do the opposite of what's intended. I think that what people who like government regulations need to consider is that I think there are better regulations and worse regulations. The question is, can people operate without the regulations from an organization that claims for itself the monopoly privilege and the use of violence in a given given landmass?
Would we still have something similar in the absence of the monopoly regulator, which is the government? Would we still have competitive so-called regulators like third-party certifiers? And the answer is yes.
I personally like the regulation that there be a certain amount of nutritional information on foods that come in boxes. But... frankly, I think that the information that they give you on these boxes is so useless that it's not worth the regulation that would put it in place. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, if you get a little juice box and it says 2 servings. My God, it's a juice box.
Right.
It's supposed to be 1 serving.
Yeah.
And so they give you half the calories, half the grams of sugar, half the whatever.
Right, and if you don't look at the serving count, right, then you might not...
And the ingredients, anywhere. Sometimes, for instance, if you're looking to keep gluten out of your diet, wheat goes by so many different names that It's you can't even look for the same stuff. It's like MSG, as I've heard, comes in different, has different names for MSG out there. Why not just, if you're going to regulate this stuff, government, require that MSG be called MSG and wheat be called wheat?
Yeah, those are good examples. One of the things, my sister, she's all into nutrition, mm-hmm. and she told me in the past about what's considered okay to call a cage-free chicken. You know, when you buy your right. eggs, I forget, but it was something crazy like if the chickens are allowed out of a cage for 30 minutes a day, they consider that cage-free or free roam or something like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, one does have to ask what does qualify as a free-range chicken? These are excellent questions.
Right,
and the government calls beef anything that comes from a cow. So you're talking about the hair, the horns, the eyes, all that stuff.
It gives people a false sense of security, these sorts of things. Like, I know that, Mark, you're a beekeeper, so maybe you're going to know the answer to this. But I remember hearing, I think from a beekeeper in the past, that when you look at honey that is marketed in the U.S., there's like grade A.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it sound like, yeah, it's the best honey out there. But no. Grade A apparently can just be all kinds of corn syrup and sugar. And
yeah,
like,
lots of things that aren't honey.
No actual honey. Or like a very, very small amount of real honey.
I couldn't say how much honey is in grade A honey, but I would say that it would, I do know that I've heard the same thing, that it was like little or no honey at all.
But it ain't real honey, and it makes it sound like,
grade A. And then you have people selling things called raw honey. And mostly that is all natural honey, and I don't think there's any regulation on that at all. So you have people out at a farm stand that's actually giving you what you want to get in a bottle, whereas at the grocery store where they have all this regulation, they're giving you something entirely different.
Yeah, one of the things I always point out to him was like restaurants, and he feels like, and I say that restaurants aren't, I don't think it's necessary to have a government approval or food inspector or whatever, and he seems to believe that, you know, if it wasn't for that, you know, the restaurants would just be poisoning people and just using unsafe or unsanitary conditions, and I'm like, my gosh.
Poison pests that you don't want to come back, and restaurants generally don't consider their clients to be pests.
It's a viewpoint of the world that is so incredibly negative, that is so paranoid and so unbelievably inaccurate about how things really are. Mark, you just gave a great reason why. And you have to ask those kinds of people, if you believe that people are so just mean-hearted and mean-spirited that business owners would want to poison their customers and that they would want to do things in an unsafe manner and, you know, take unnecessary risks and things like that, then why would you want those same fallible human beings in government controlling other human beings?
Well, it's funny. I made him listen to you, a clip from you saying, you know, almost what you said there. But, you know, I think it was just funny. If they're just so evil, you know, they'll just stab you in the back in any minute. Why in the heck would you want to put humans in charge of things?
Yes, sir.
You know?
Right. Like, this is the big conundrum. If you believe that the world is full of good people, then you don't need a monopoly state like we have, or, you know, all countries have. If you believe that the world is full of bad people, then why in the world would you want to create a monopoly state for bad people to take over? If you believe that the world is good and bad people, don't you believe that bad people are going to be drawn to this seat of power? If
yeah.
you believe that people are motivated by incentives, then isn't an organization like the state, isn't that going to attract people that are looking for incentives based on power?
Perverted incentive. Yeah. Thanks, William, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Nemi?
I agree wholeheartedly with what Mark just said.
Let's continue here. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. By the way, an update on our St. Jude fundraising. We're currently about 33% of the goal. We
right on.
Are doing a $1,000 fundraiser for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
Sure.
They're helping kids with cancer and other issues. And what we're doing is we're trying to raise $1,000. We are going to raise $1,000 because we're asking you to pony up a few bucks and help out. And so far, 16 people have done so over
awesome.
freetalklive.com, totaling over $330 at this point. And the fundraiser is going to go on for another 12 days, so we get plenty of time to reach the goal. But even if we don't make it all the way to the top, Mark, you and I, we're going to kick in whatever the remaining remainder is. And
well, I'm kicking in. I've already got an amount. I already have an amount pledged.
Well,
in my
we may
mind.
Kick in more than the remainder,
right.
But we're going to go at least to 1,000, and if not, you know, we may get more than 1,000, and it'll all be donated to St. Jude in the name of our competitors and their refusal, because they refused to meet with an Orthodox Muslim and or a hardworking illegal, so-called illegal immigrant, and have conversation with them over lunch. That was what we'd invited our competitors to do, and they refused to do that. We're talking about hate mongers like Michael Savage, and
they didn't refuse; they just didn't respond at all.
Right.
And,
well,
and by the way, this was put in one of the biggest news organization in
Talkers
Magazine picked this up and ran with it. So you know they saw it.
They probably heard about it.
Yeah, they saw it.
So they didn't do it, and so we're raising the money anyway.
It's fine. I mean, you know, we intended to do it.
That's what we figured would happen. So, aside from that, I heard something interesting last night. You know, in this Ron Paul fervor that's going on, some people like Michelle Seven, who's been a host on this show in the past, she had announced that she was going to be voting for Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And this is somebody with whom we've had conversations in the past.
About not voting
and how principled it is to not vote and, you know, all that stuff. And now she's going to vote for Ron Paul, which is, you know, I think is fine.
I think it's great.
Good for her.
And I think everybody has their threshold for whom they would be willing to vote.
And people will change their minds, and it's okay to change your mind about something. But it's interesting who is changing their minds. And I heard, this is just a rumor, but it came from reliable sources. I think you were there for this rumor, Nemi, last night at the Activity Center here in Keene. But the rumor is that Stefan Molyneux has come out in favor of voting for Ron
Paul.
That's
right. That's right.
I was there.
Yes.
So you can confirm, absolutely, firsthand account, you saw him advocate this.
Yeah.
Now, Mark, didn't you just have a debate on a cruise ship with Stefan Molyneux about voting?
But Stefan said before the debate that this was just a wrestling match, and frankly, I think that he may have out-wrestled me on this one. He said to my face he didn't find voting to be immoral. And a lot of people will use
him. But wasn't his position to not vote?
His position was to not vote.
Right.
But mainly, his position all along has been, have some self-respect, man, you know, because you're never going to win. And I think that he's been, if what you're saying is true, and I do not know that that's the case, then maybe he's been
swayed
by success.
This may be our year.
I certainly like, when Nimi says things like that, but I would have to hear this almost for myself, and I'm going to go research it.
Yeah, so, I mean, Stefan Molyneux, major advocate of not voting and, you know, getting out of the inside the system stuff, has now advocated that people go ahead and vote for Ron Paul, which, wow, pretty amazing. Ron Paul really can inspire people. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where Swashbuckle meets Steampunk, and this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.